Detektor FM. Zurück zum Thema.
Ja, schönen guten Tag. Es geht hier weiter am Stand N99. Das ist der Podcast von Detektor FM von der Frankfurter Buchmesse. Und ich habe hier schon mal das Buch weggenommen, weil wir haben ausnahmsweise mal keinen Autoren und keine Autorin hier sitzen, sondern wir haben T. Uglow hier sitzen. Sie hat wohl einen der spannendsten Jobs in der Kreativbranche. Da möchten, glaube ich, alle ITler hin. Sie ist nämlich bei Google. Sie leitet das Google Creative Lab in Sydney. Ihre Aufgabe da ist, über die Zukunft des kreativen Schaffens nachdenken. Und hier auf der Frankfurter Buchmesse ist sie, um mit anderen Vordenkern über nichts Geringeres als die Zukunft des gedruckten Buches zu sprechen. Welcome to our stage, T. Uglow.
Thank you very much.
I just said in my little introduction, your job at Google Creative Lab is probably really abstract. I mean, you talk about the future of creativity in working in accord with technology. Could you, in a few words, describe to me what you do?
In a few words? No.
In a few words, yeah.
Okay, well, what we do is we explore the intersections between technology and culture, what we would call culture in a Western sense. So art, ballet, theater, literature, music. And that in itself is also very abstract and vague. It is an interpretable form. So one of the things that the ways I like to explain it is that very often people talk about culture or art holding a mirror to the world, to society, yes? Mm-hmm. And if you were to hold a mirror to society today, you would see that everyone is using mobile phones and computers and technology. So it seems very strange to me that when we create culture, contemporary culture, contemporary art, contemporary literature, contemporary music, we don't reflect that at all. So it's for me, for my team, which is a very small part of Google's Creative Lab, our role is to explore that space, that intersection. So we work with everything from the Royal Ballet in London to the Emerging Writers Festival in Melbourne, around the world, actually. We are working with a performing arts company in New York, which features mainly disabled artists. There's lots of opportunities working with technology to see what we augment from traditional forms rather than trying to just make digital work. Mm.
So you're stopping by just now on your way to a panel discussion. You're going to discuss the future of print and particularly the printed book, right?
Yes.
What do you think about?
Well, I have 10 minutes at the start of this and the work that I wanted to show. So for 5 years, we've been working with a publisher in London called Visual Editions. On a project which explores, the technology of the printed book. So if we think about the technology of the printed book, it is effectively, I am in the home of that technology. It is effectively a 500-year-old technology with printing and long binding down the edge. Now, the printing and the long binding down the edge, as we will see from this extraordinary fair, have created a form where the way in which you make books is defined by the way in which books are made. So what we're very interested in is if you use contemporary tools like digital culture, you'd no longer have those technical limitations of having to print on the page. Mm. What's very curious and why it's interesting is, so we have spent 5 years working on books. We've done about 8 or 9, maybe 10 books, which explore spaces where you can't go with a printed book. Explore spaces where the book interacts with the real world, where the book interacts with you and your world, where the book is owned using blockchain in a non-tangible form and has a kind of list of owners just like any normal book, but without the physical artifact. We have a ghost story that follows you around and it knows where you are, so it is both spooky and spooky. Mm. It's a very creepy book. And this is important. We can use culture to explore those ideas in quite safe ways. Mm.
But is it still a book then?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So the British Library are archiving this, and we won a Peabody Prize in the United States for the body of work over the 5 years. So there is certainly an understanding that there is a bookness to it, and it comes from a deep. I studied book art as a degree. I come from a publishing family. My mother is a publisher. Like, I have grown up around books. I write normal books. I have 3 books which are traditional books, like these ones in front of you. And then I have 3 books which are entirely digital, because it's very hard, it's impossible for them to be published. I mean, you could, but it would remove the point of the work. It would suddenly become just a dumb exercise in writing. Not that normal books are a dumb exercise in writing. My point is that there is future. And if you ignore the avenues, if you close things down based on quite narrow definitions, then you are closing down your culture. It is becoming like ballet. It becomes preserved in aspic. This is a book. This is not a book.
Would you argue that the book is becoming a form of denying the technicalities? I mean, if I take a book and read it for myself, I am detached from most things digital.
Yes.
And wouldn't that be something that is getting more and more important to a book?
Or do you think there's
another future for the book, which is more digital?
I want to pull my... Like, yes, I'm reading a book. Yeah. I'm a big fan of books. So I come to this as a bibliophile, as someone who loves print and has grown up around print. And I come to it as an artist. I simply am interested in the exploration. And the best part for me of this project is that, yes, there is something very undefinable about a book, about a physical object, about the artifact. So this is a vessel. We can take every word out of it and bring it to us in different ways on a screen. And yes, we lose something. But it's only by exploring and making that work that you understand what it is that you are losing. And that's the only way we define things that we haven't got metrics for. So I think it's been a really interesting exercise and a really useful project. And also, because we're Google, frankly, a lot of it is about doing little experiments with other things that go into other products and other projects. So that's why they allow us to do that work, not in any way because we have our eyes. No one in Google is terribly interested in my work with books. They are more interested in my work with audio or location or blockchain or AR or AI. That's what is of interest to Google. So it's been really useful for me, because actually I think with regard to books, my main thing has been that reminding myself, as I have with theater, as I have with ballet and dance, that these art forms, these very physical art forms, do not condense well. They do not turn into digital without losing a quality. They may gain other qualities, and I think that's something that publishing should approach and understand, mm-hmm. that there are many qualities that you can't get in a printed book, but there are also many qualities that you lose. Mm. It is not black and white. Nothing is so simple.
So, because there would have been a question, many people are talking about preserving books. A lot of public funds are pumped into institutions or authors and publishers. Do you think this money could be spent better?
No, but I do think there's a very... No, I don't. I think there's an enormous importance in preserving books, but there is also a great importance in preserving the internet. And actually, the most logical place to preserve the internet is in books. I mean, in physical books are our best archival format.
You think we should print the internet out and put it into a book?
I think we should, yes. And then you begin to realize quite how ephemeral and ridiculous that sounds. But yet we have this amazing culture, this amazing performance, this amazing... Every day that internet changes and morphs around us. And no, we are not attempting to find and archive and preserve the best of it. We're not looking at that as a form. And I think in 20, 30 years' time, we will look back on periods like this. We certainly are looking back on the beginning of the internet and realizing that actually we lost a great deal by not documenting, by not archiving and recording. So yeah, the book, in that sense of being archival, is second to none. It has no energy needs once it's been created. It doesn't require light. It doesn't, you know, it's highly transferable, portable. All of these things which are far superior to digital, and yet digital is ephemeral and magical and beautiful, and you can have the essence of bookness, but you lose certain parts of bookness. And I just believe that there is a space where all of these can combine without us needing to be so dogmatic that a book is actually about the binding of the page rather than the form of the content. I mean, what do you think? Do you think a book is about, like, if this book, this lovely book, had no content, would you still value it as highly as a book?
Not at all, no.
Right. So that implies that it's the content that is the book, that creates the bookness of it.
Well, it's the combination of both, don't
right.
you think?
Yeah, well, for me, it's the value of the paginal narrative, the turning of the page. But yes, there are also qualities to it which are very much about the physical nature of it.
I could read this on a screen.
Yeah.
On a train somewhere, on a subway maybe. I could read this in a cozy corner of my apartment.
Mm.
And that are two totally different things, don't you think?
They are. They are. I find
and the one's the book and the other one is the screen.
So I'm listening to a lot of books at the moment. It turns out that I quite like listening to non-fiction and I like reading fiction in printed form. And I don't really like reading anything on a screen, but there are interactive books which work better on a screen. So yeah, I think that the it's a very interesting question. Is like, is the audiobook not a... We're actually getting into my panel. You just need to come to my panel.
I will, maybe. I have to be here.
Afraid, you, but, have, you have your job to do.
I really want to see the panel now.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
Thank you okay. for being here. I'm just going to switch to German again.
That's fine. Thank you.
Das war T. Juglow. Sie ist Leiterin des Google Creative Labs in Sydney. Und mit ihr habe ich gesprochen, unter anderem über die Zukunft des Buches und auch so ein bisschen darüber, was es überhaupt bedeutet, ein Buch.
Alle Beiträge, Reportagen und Interviews können Sie jederzeit nachhören im Netz auf detektor.fm.